Hi, I'm Todd Harding, and welcome to our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air. And joining me this morning is owner and president of Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning, Glenn Frank. And Glenn, you were lucky enough to do the very first podcast we did, and I can't believe I haven't gotten you back on until now, but welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah.
So we want to touch on some topics this year about things that people might ask us. And this is a question we do get asked quite a bit. Is there an optimum or ultimate temperature that your thermostat should be set at?
Well, that's a very good question, Todd, and we get that asked quite a bit, actually. There's a range. Obviously, it has to do with where your comfort level is, and whether it's for heating or cooling. I don't know if you've noticed, but you know, we typically are more comfortable at 72 in the summertime, say, for example, than we would be setting our heat at 72. Have you ever noticed that?
So would 72 be too hot or too cold for the winter?
I would say it'd be too hot. It'd probably be too warm for most people in the wintertime.
All right. So what's the difference then?
Well, the delivery, the air of the that's coming out of the registers, obviously, when it's in cooling mode, you know, the air coming out is going to be much cooler than what the temperature that you have set. So you might feel cold air blowing on you. 72 is typically where we generally feel comfortable at. It depends on how your thermostat is calibrated as well. Your thermostat could be off by a degree or two. But the body, the human body, can actually sense whether we're picking up heat or losing heat. So obviously, if the temperature in the house, let's say, is 70 and outside it's 90, the human body can actually feel that heat kind of bearing down into the house, and you feel that energy, that thermal energy, coming across the walls and the glass and stuff. So in the wintertime, we feel it, the heat kind of leaving us. So we usually see people are mostly comfortable in the wintertime, maybe setting their thermostat at 68 to 70, and in the summertime, around 72 to 74 is the range that I would suggest.
Now, with all the modern technology, we have programmable thermostats.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can actually set it a whole season ahead of time, right? So you could set it in the winter for the temperatures you want in the summer.
Yep. Yeah, we usually set the programming. Like in my house, I have the programming set for, daytime temperatures around 70 for heating and around 74 for cooling. And then I like it a little cooler at night when I sleep, and that's both in the wintertime and the summertime. So in the wintertime, I will program my thermostat down to about 66, 67 at night, and then down to about 70 or 71 at night for cooling.
So what we're kind of learning here is the best temperature is the one that's most comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. And then the other thing I would add is, for the most part, most systems are not set up with multiple stages, so they're either on or off. If you've got a more modern system, they would have staging to them. But most systems that are out there are single stage, meaning they're either on or off. And so setting it lower is not going to get it cooler quicker, or setting the temperature up higher is not going to get it there quicker. And that's a misconception that I see a lot, and it can actually get you in trouble, especially on the cooling side, because residential air conditioning is not really designed to run down much less than, say, 68. You're probably flirting with the system freezing up at that point. They're not really designed to run that low. You can get freezing coils, and they just aren't set up with defrost controls, like a walk-in cooler would be or something. So if you set it much lower to try to, in an attempt to maybe get it there faster, if it does ever get to close to 67, 66, it's probably going to freeze up. So I would just encourage people not to set their air conditioning temperature down below 70 typically.
Now, I've kind of heard, I don't know if this is a myth or not, but you should never have your thermostat more than 20 degrees colder than it is outside. Is that a misnomer?
Yeah, I don't really agree with that.
So like if it's 90, I mean, obviously you shouldn't go under 70, what you just said, but if it's 100, can you go under 80 then?
Yeah, it may not get there because we design our systems in Colorado. The sizing is designed more around 95, 97 degrees. So when it gets to 100, if it stays at 100 for very long, if your system is sized correctly, it may have a hard time keeping up, especially if you got doors opening a lot or you don't have your shades drawn closed and stuff. So you could run into some problem there. What we promise is that we maintain a 20 degree difference between outside. So the design temperature is set around a 20 degree differential from outside. So if it's 100, yeah, you might not get much less than, you're not going to get it below probably 75.
Well, if you have any questions, thank you very much, Glenn, by the way. If you have any questions about what we're talking about today, you can always give us a call here at 484-4552. You can always check out our website at fortcollinsheating.com, where you can also listen to all of our podcasts as well. But thank you for coming in this morning. I certainly appreciate it. Our guest has been Glenn Frank. Glenn is the president and the owner of Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. This is Fort Collins Heating on Air.